Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Many people, including Muslims, say, "We believe in God, the Creator, and worship Him alone. Why you Christians put so much emphasis on Jesus?" Let me start by saying the Bible teaches that the nature of God is compound. There is plurality in the oneness of God. A triunity of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is consistently presented throughout the New Testament, the Gospel. Please allow me to read a few verses to you from the Gospel. The Gospel, the good news recorded by Jesus' disciples, John chapter 17, verses 1 to 6, Jesus prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him." Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you have given me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Verses 9 and 10 read, "I pray for those whom you have given me," Jesus said, "for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them." John 14, verses 12 and 14, we read Jesus' words, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." John 15, verse 26, we read, "When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." John 16, verses 12 and 14, we read, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come," Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit, "he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you." My friends, we know from the Gospel the good news recorded by Jesus' disciples, Matthew chapter 3, after Jesus was baptized, as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and settled on Jesus, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy." By the way, when the Gospel states that Christ is the divine Son of God, it does not mean that Christ came as a result of a physical relationship between a father and a mother. It is of another kind, my friend, an eternal spiritual sonship. This father-son relationship has existed from eternity. The Son took on an additional human nature and dwelt among us. He came to this earth as God's ambassador and was subject to God's authority. Jesus is the only one who is called the Word of God, according to the Bible and the Quran agrees. We read in John 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. My friend, Jesus came and He said to God the Father, I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known. John 17, Jesus' teachings and life revealed the character and will of God. All prophets tried to communicate God's message to people, but they failed to represent God in a perfect way. Why? Because they sinned. They were sinners. Many times they did or said something wrong. But Jesus alone lived without committing one single sin, according to the Bible and the Quran agrees. He was able to reveal God perfectly, also because He had full knowledge of God. In the Gospel, we read that Jesus said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. You read this in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. My friend, knowing Jesus and believing in Him and following Him, following His teaching, is extremely essential if you want to know God. No one saw God. God is a spirit. Jesus said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. John 14, verse 9. Remember, Jesus is the Word of God who came to reveal God, like your Word reveal you. How can you worship God and love Him and please Him without knowing who He is? How can you submit to Him and give Him your life and please Him without knowing His nature and character and without knowing His mind and His will? We read in the Gospel, Colossians 1, verse 15, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. You are created to know God and to have a relationship with Him. You will never be happy and satisfied as long as you live without understanding who God is and enjoying the right relationship with Him. You tell me, I know God. Well, you cannot know who God is without reading Jesus' words and knowing Jesus and believing in Jesus. There is so many distorted knowledge. People don't understand God's mind and righteousness. Just give you one example. The Quran said God is a master and wants people to be His slaves. Well, Jesus came and revealed that God wants to adopt us as His beloved children and be our loving Heavenly Father. And my friend, you can become a child of God today, now. According to the Gospel, good news recorded by Jesus' disciple John chapter 1 verse 12, when you receive Jesus and believe in Him, you will become a child of God. And I'm inviting you, my friend, to do that right now. If God spoke to you, dear Heavenly Father, I dare to call you Father God because I believe that Jesus came to reveal you and Jesus came and paid the penalty for my sins. Jesus, you are my Savior. I receive you in my life. Thank you, God, for loving me and revealing yourself to me through Jesus' words and life. God, help me to walk with you and to understand your will and to understand your word in the Bible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, And he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you pray this prayer, let me know. I would love to congratulate you, send you some free materials, and rejoice with you. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with His Spirit and manifest His wonderful love through our lives and use us to communicate the message of Jesus effectively to multitudes of people, including multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. God's grace, peace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.